In Russia, New Year's Eve is about more than seeing out the old year and seeing in the new one. It is the main family holiday, traditionally involving a lavish dinner and gifts. Peter Van Dyke joined the last-minute shoppers in Moscow, and he found a familiar scene.
Russians may shop to a different schedule, but for a growing number of people here, the experience is identical to that of millions of Americans. People in big cities like Moscow flock to vast indoor malls where Western chain outlets like Adidas, The Body Shop or IKEA sit alongside domestic stores such as Detsky Mir, Children's World, the former Soviet toy store. Even the festive music comes from the West. This is a huge mall next to Kiev Station in central Moscow with five stories of shopping and an indoor parking lot. Vladimir Romanenko is buying gifts for his family.
For my daughter, this was iPod Nano.
Romanenko is a company manager. As well as the iPod for his daughter, he's buying gym memberships for his children and a ring for his wife. He says he hasn't gone overboard, spending around $800.
Every single Russian will exchange gifts. It is important the families gather together at the eve of December 31st.
Natasha Zagvozdina is head retail sector analyst at Renaissance Capital Investment Bank.
It's a big celebration. It's plenty of gifts being exchanged. We do take it seriously. It's one of the traditions that never went away, even in the Soviet times.
The decade-long building boom that followed the collapse of communism may have stalled during the global economic crisis, but Zagvozdina says the malls that have sprung up, especially in Moscow, are changing the way Russians shop.
Some people can spend 3, 4, 5 hours in a shopping mall, especially if it has an ice rink and a movie theater and a handful of good chain restaurants. It is changing the shopping habits.
Russian retailers expect to bring in about 15% of their annual take over the New Year period. It's been a tough year and a half for the Russian economy, but now many Russians, particularly the middle class that has grown up in the past decade, feel they have overcome the financial crisis. Most of the shoppers interviewed said they hadn't cut their spending this year.
My gift to my son was toys. So my gift to my wife was the mobile phone, some women accessories. And for myself, I bought the ski suit. And so I'm going to travel to one of the ski courts in Russia.
Roman Perikov works in the brewing industry. He's shopping at Yevropeysky Mall before flying to Siberia.
I spent something around maybe $2,000 for all gifts. So, of course, it's a big amount, but I planned it. Therefore, I don't have a feeling that I cut my budget crucially.
Most Russians' budgets don't come anywhere near Perikov's. The average wage is only about $600 a month. But spending this December is up on 2008, and retailers will be joining other Russians in celebrating a happy new year. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.